Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Lawmaster's Law of God broadcast. The papacy has spoken to God and Mr. Tommy L. Hart in behalf of all Gentiles everywhere and for all time. The voice, crucial matter of the AVB, Authorized Version Bible, of the papacy and the Gentiles caught God's attention. Now they, the papacy and the Gentiles, must give attention to God and fulfill their tasks. In the Book of the Law, the AVB, the papacy directs the people's attention to God and to the works of God. Now, God directs the people's attention to the papacy and its works in the AVB. What a mutual exchange of things. In this episode, God continues speaking on the glorious preponderant law concerning God. Last week, or in the preceding episode, God summoned the Pope to come and appear before God at his God's residence, October 17, 2010. The Pope was ordered to seek his master. Of course, this is not the first time God has called for the Pope. It has been now right at 5 years since he was first summoned. The Pope failed to appear before God at that time. The scripture says, "I called my servant." Yes, I called my servant, Pope Benedict XVI, and he, Pope Benedict XVI, failed to appear that first time. Now I have summoned him a second time. I say to my servant, Pope Benedict XVI, when you come to appear before me on October 17, 2010, at 12 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, bring with you Queen Elizabeth of the UK, Prince Charles, and his, Prince Charles's, two sons. I expect to see the five of you at the appointed time. I say to my servant, Pope Benedict XVI, let me hear from you before the appointed time. Revelation 17:17, Daniel 11:36, and Ecclesiastes 1:9. The words of God shall be fulfilled, for that is determined shall be done, and that which is done is that which shall be done. I am reading the glorious preponderant law. Malachi 1:6, a son honoreth his father, and a servant his master. We are hearing the glorious law and parts of the parts of that law. Some things are principles, rules. We have principles, rules, commandments. Okay. Job 2:4. All that a man hath will he give for his life. Matthew 8:4. God, show thyself to the priest. I have shown myself to the priest. The Pope is a priest. Okay? I have shown myself in these episodes of Lawmaster's Law of God broadcast. I have shown myself to the priest. I have shown myself to the Pope. So that statement, Matthew 8:4, you can mark that off as being fulfilled. Matthew 8:4 has been fulfilled. I have shown myself to those of the papacy. Matthew 8:13, God, go thy way, and as thou hast believed, so be it done to thee. That's what the law tells me. It tells me to go my way. And as I have believed, so be it done to me. What have I believed? I have believed first that according to the law of God in AZB, they call me God. I believe that I am that God that the Bible talks about. I believe that the Pope and all Gentiles are God's servants. Therefore, the Pope and all Gentiles are my servants according to the scriptures. I believe that as I have stated to the Pope, he is to carry out those orders. Those are some of the things I believe. I believe that the Bible is a law book. Okay? I believe that Bible content, the crucial matter of the AVB, has come down from the Vatican. Okay? Okay. Those are some of the things I believe. Matthew 7:29. He, God, taught them as one having authority. God is in the role of one having authority. He taught them as one having authority. Matthew 8:9. I say to this man, go, and he goeth, and to another, come, and he cometh, and to my servant, do this, and he doeth it. I believe that is talking about God. I believe the servant is to obey his master. A son honors his father, and a servant honors his master. That is the law. Okay? I believe when I call for the Pope to come and appear before God, that the Pope has the duty of doing just that, appearing, coming and appearing before God at the appointed time. Jeremiah 37:9 and John 19:7 and Romans 13:13. Reading of the law. Deceive not yourselves. The Gentiles are ordered by Scripture, ordered by the law concerning God, to deceive not themselves. They say, they claim, the claim is made. We have a law. We, the Gentiles, that is, those of the papacy included, we have a law. And I am pointing that law out to the people. I am pointing that law concerning God out to the Gentiles. Do not deceive yourselves. When God comes with the truth, fess up to the truth, stand up with the truth, stand for the truth, support the truth, do your part. Do your part. I believe that the papacy knows the things that are in Scripture that I bring forth. I believe that they are fully aware of these things. The only thing that they were not aware of was the name of God. And they have been given God's name. Okay, deceive not yourselves. We have a law. The scripture says, the law says, let us walk honestly. Let us walk honestly. And that word of the Lord, all caps, that word of the papacy is going out to all the Gentiles. Deceive not yourselves. We have a law, that law of God. Let us walk honestly. Isaiah 40, verse 8. The word from the papacy, the word of our God shall stand forever. And we see that these statements, these lawful statements, are pure, and two, they are clear. We can understand them. They are understandable. And the things that are commanded are doable. Okay? The word of our God shall stand forever. The word concerning God shall stand forever. That word is in the AVB. And the word coming from God shall stand forever. The word of our God shall stand forever. The words of God shall be fulfilled, for that is determined shall be done, and that which is done is that which shall be done. Galatians 6, verse 7. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. The papacy has sown words concerning God in the Bible. They have sown words concerning me in the AVB. All right? I have been ordered by the papacy through the writ concerning all things. The papacy's writ concerning all things to do specified things. Okay? My work consists of things found in the AVB. I said first that the papacy has sown certain things in the AVB, and the papacy will reap from me the things that it has sown in the AVB. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. James 4, verse 17. To him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. Okay? Now, the Pope and the Gentiles have been ordered not to deceive themselves, but to walk honestly. The Pope has been summoned to come and appear before God. That is a good thing. The Pope knows that is a good thing. The papacy has declared in the AVB that the law of God, the law of God, is good. It is holy. It is worthy. It is honorable. The law of God is honorable. And God has been given power to act and to do certain things. God has been given power by the Lord, all caps, the papacy, to rule, power to rule, to direct, to govern. God has been given power to govern the Gentiles. All right? God has been called to reign over the Gentiles. Okay? God has been called to direct the Gentiles. Direct the Pope, direct the rulers of the Gentiles. So God speaks to power. All right? God speaks to the powers that be. To him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. The Pope knows that he, being ordered by God to come and appear before God, he knows that if he does not do that, he knows that it constitutes a sin. He that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is good. It is good to obey the word. It is good to obey the law. It is good to be honest. Okay? Deceive not yourselves. We have a law. Let us walk honestly. Written, that is written in the law. And it has to do, those statements have to do with the Gentiles. Okay? Galatians 6, verse 7, James 1, 22, Zechariah 8, 16, and verse 19, and 2 Corinthians 13, verse 8. Be not deceived. Okay? That's the second statement on being not deceived. The first one says, deceive not yourselves. Now it says, the law says, be not deceived. But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. Good advice, good instruction. These are words coming from the law of God, words coming from the law concerning God. Be not deceived, but be doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. Therefore, speak the truth and love the truth. Speak the truth and love the truth. The commandment going out to the Gentiles and to the Pope. Speak the truth and love the truth. Be not deceived. Don't even deceive your own selves. For we can do nothing against the truth. We can do nothing. For the Pope to do nothing, that constitutes an act against the truth. We can do nothing against the truth. For the Gentiles, with respect to the law of God, for them to do nothing constitutes rebellion, that nothing is an act of defiance, and it is sin. For the Gentiles and the Pope to do nothing in light of the knowledge of the truth and in light of the presence of God and in light of the glorious preponderant law of God, that constitutes sin. Okay, and as we know, well, the scripture says that. What about sin? The wages of sin is death. Okay? We can do nothing against the truth. For the Gentiles to do nothing, as I said, that constitutes sin. It is rebellion. It is an act of defiance. Okay. They must do something. They, the Gentiles, the Pope, must do something, and they must do the things that are laid out in the law. They must do the things laid out in the law. James 3:14, lie not against the truth. Lie not against the truth. These things really, most of these things speak for themselves. Don't lie against the truth. Let us walk honestly. Deceive not yourselves. You, the Gentiles, do have a law concerning God, and I am speaking on that law even now. Be doers of the word, not hearers only. Speak the truth, love the truth. Lie not against the truth. That's a commandment. Lie not against the truth. Speak the truth, that's a commandment. Love the truth, that's a commandment. Okay? Galatians 6, verse 7. God is not mocked. Points on the glorious law of God. Points on the glorious preponderant law of God. God is not mocked. The Gentiles must fulfill that statement. The Pope must fulfill that statement. God is not mocked. What does mock mean? Mock means to lead on and deceive, or to lead on and disappoint. To lead on and then disappoint. Say to God one thing, lead God to believe one thing, and you do another thing opposite. That's mocking God. The scripture says God is not mocked, and the scripture must be fulfilled. The scripture that says God is not mocked must be fulfilled by the Pope and the Gentiles. That's the standard. God is not mocked. That standard must be met by the Pope and the Gentiles. John 8, verse 49. I, the sitting Pope, honor my Father. One of the titles of God in the AVB, in the law, is Father. The papacy states, I honor my Father. The Pope has the duty of honoring his Father. The Pope has the duty of honoring my Father, honoring God. Statements of concern. One, Haggai 2, verse 11. Ask now the priest concerning the law. That's another commandment. Ask now the priests concerning the law. Before you ask the priest about the law of God, equip yourself with sufficient information on the law of God so you can know whether or not they are deceiving you, lying to you, or telling you the truth concerning the law of God. Ask now the priests concerning the law. While you are asking them, or after you finish asking them and listening to them answer the question on the law of God, ask them about the papacy's curse against African people. In the AVB. That curse is in my document, in my book, the Book of the Law of God, All Things the Demonstrated Power of God. The curse exists. The curse is in the hands of God. The curse is in the Book of God. The curse is in the AVB. The curse is not written line upon line in the AVB, its parts are, if you will, chopped up and scattered about throughout the AVB. The curse is in the Bible. The curse is in my book. The curse exists, and I have evidence of the curse. I have preponderant evidence of the papacy's curse against African people, and that curse was carried out by the forces of the Gentiles. Okay? That's why I say equip yourself with knowledge before you go and ask the priest about the law of God or about the law of the curse. Ask them about the law of silence, the law of Passover, the law of silence and deceit. Ask them about that. But first, equip yourselves, arm yourselves with the knowledge of God, so you can know whether they are telling you the truth, so you can know whether they are being honest as the law demands, so you can know whether or not they are trying to deceive you. Equip yourselves with the knowledge of God. Equip yourself with the truth of God. Equip yourself with the truth that comes from the AVB, the Authorized Version Bible, also called King James Version. So, that statement again is in Haggai chapter 2, verse 11. Ask now the priests concerning the law. Okay. And our second statement of concern comes from Ephesians chapter 5, verse 12. And it says, speak of those things which are done of them in secret. What does that mean? Speak of those things which are done. Let's think about the AVB, the Authorized Version. Speak of those things which are done. What things are done in the AVB? Things such as the papacy's law of the curse, the papacy's objectives against Africa and its inhabitants. That is done. That is a thing done in AVB. Another thing done is the papacy's Passover law. That's a thing done. But there are many people who do not know of these things. They don't know that these things are in the AVB. All right. There are promises of God. There are expectations concerning God. Okay. Not to mention the glorious preponderant law of God. Speak of those things which are done of them in secret. Okay? Now, I have stated a little bit on the, I have spoke a little bit already on the law of the curse, the papacy's law of the curse against Africa and its inhabitants. That law of the curse consists of objectives which have been laid down by the Vatican in the AVB. Okay. Objectives such as the Gentiles combining forces, combining forces to invade Africa, to kill many of them, to capture them, to enslave them, to scatter the Africans, to diminish the Africans. All of these things are in the Bible, the AZB. And those things and others constitute the law of the curse. The Vatican's objectives against Africa and its inhabitants. And as I said earlier, those objectives that have come down from the Vatican have been carried out, each one, by the Gentiles. The curse is a papal edict. Okay? The curse. Speak of those things which are done of them in secret. Who is the them in that statement? Popes, past popes. Popes who had to do with the writing of Scripture. Speak of those things which are done by the papacy in secret in the AZB. Okay? Now, the curse is in the AZB, as I have noted, pointed out. That lets me know that the papacy wants the curse to be known. If they did not want it to be known, they would not have put it in the book. Okay? And sent the book out to God. All right? The curse. The papacy's curse against Africa and its inhabitants. The papacy's objectives against Africa and its inhabitants. The Passover law is another thing done of them, of the papacy, in secret, in the AZB. I call it the law of silence and deceit. Now, just a couple of things about the Passover law. The papacy says to the Gentiles, now, let me say that, both the Passover law and the law of the curse against Africa and its inhabitants, my thought kind of left me, but they are papal edicts, and it'll come back to me, I hope. But anyway, let's move on. The Passover law, in the Passover law, the papacy commands the Gentiles to be silent, to be quiet, to be still on things concerning truth of Bible content. The papacy in the Passover law commands the Gentiles to teach deceit. Isn't that something? The Vatican, Rome, Italy, commands its people, its ministers, to teach deceit. Now, we heard from the law of God today, deceive not. Love the truth, speak the truth. It is time now to love the truth, speak the truth, bring it out, fess up, align yourselves with the truth, support the truth, stand with the truth, stand up for the truth. So, those points. In the Passover law, the Gentiles are commanded to teach deceit. They are commanded to be still or to be silent or quiet. But let me remind you that God has put a ban on that silence. God has counseled the Vatican's Passover law. The law of silence and deceit, it has been canceled. The Gentiles are to walk in the truth. Walk in the truth. How do they do that? They speak the truth. They stand up for the truth. They stand with the truth. They speak out in defense of the truth. They speak for the truth. They teach the truth. They love the truth. They honor the truth. So those are two things that are done by the papacy in secret in the Authorized Version Bible. Other secret things, another one, is the expectations concerning God, the Vatican's expectations concerning God. I have on one of my previous broadcasts set forth some of those expectations concerning God. How can you know that God is a present reality on earth and among you if you don't know what to look for? In the AVB, in the Book of the Law of God, the Gentiles have been commanded to watch. To watch. Watch for what? Watch for the signs of God's presence on earth where no man is. No man being a nickname for God in the AVB. They have been commanded to watch. And this brings to mind, again, that all these commandments in the Bible, some of these commandments I am bringing out that the average person did not know was a law or a commandment. I'm bringing the secret things out. Okay. When it says, shine a light, I am shining the light on the truth that is in the Authorized Version Bible. I am bringing forth the knowledge of things in the AVB that the average person had no knowledge of. So the Gentiles have been commanded to watch. Watch for the signs. The papacy knows the signs. And if the papacy knows the signs, then there are other Gentiles that also know the signs. Okay? As I've said, this knowledge that I'm bringing out is not secret or is not knowledge that has been kept from the papacy. Okay? Watch. Watch. Okay? The expectations concerning God. Another thing done by the papacy in secret in the Authorized Version Bible, there are the promises concerning God. In religion, they speak about the promises God made to man. I point out the things the papacy has promised God in the AVB, the promises concerning God. One of those promises is the papacy promises God that the sitting pope will come to God when God calls. Okay? There's a statement that says, thou shalt call, thou God shalt call, and I will answer thee. The statement, the promise is clear and understandable. The papacy has promised God, thou shalt call, and I, the sitting pope, will answer thee. So, I wait for an answer from the papacy. Okay? I wait for an answer from the papacy. I have already informed the papacy, the Vatican, to contact me before the time of his appointment, October 17, 2010, 12 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. He should contact me before he comes. I wait on his word, or I await his word. Okay? So, we have the promises concerning God in the AVB. We have expectations concerning God in the AVB. We have the law of Passover, the law of silence and deceit in the AVB. We have the papacy's curse against Africa and its inhabitants in the AVB. Okay. And, of course, among other things, let me say this also. We also have in the AVB the papacy's planned assassination of God scheme. And I have brought forth information on that in a previous episode of this program. Look at the titles and the keyword assassination scheme. Assassination, you know, look for the keyword in the title and review that episode. The papacy's planned assassination scheme against God. Okay? Of course, God has interrupted that assassination scheme by bringing out knowledge of it. But that is another thing that is done by the papacy in the AVB. And also we have in the AVB the glorious law of God, of which I speak at this time. One statement in the glorious law of God says, speak on the things done of them, the papacy, in secret. Okay? And that's what I'm doing. So you can mark that statement as being fulfilled. Okay? Now, you may not see a statement as being a commandment. I do. I do. Okay? The commandment says, speak of those things that are done of them in secret. That's a commandment. I take that to be a commandment to God, to me. And, of course, I have done that. You can mark that statement as being fulfilled. I have spoken on things done by the papacy in secret in the AVB. Of course, this is not my first time doing that. But I just did it because I have just brought out that statement, okay, that is in the book of Ephesians, chapter 5. So, of course, there are other things. There's also the papacy's laborious writ on all things that is done in the AVB. And I have spoken on the laborious writ concerning all things. as you search through the titles of these episodes, look for keyword laborious or writ, W-R-I-T. The paper says laborious writ on all things. In that laborious writ, the papacy instructs me, giving me specific instructions on specific things. Review that episode and find out all that is in the laborious writ that has come from the papacy. So those are things that are done of them or by them, the papacy, in secret, in the AZB. I must say at this time, check on Lawmaster's center page. Check the links. There is the PayPal link, and there is the YouTube link. Work the links. Click on the links, and find out what's there. One link, the PayPal link, of course. You can order my document, the Book of the Law, the Book of the Law of God, all things that demonstrated power of God. And on the YouTube link, just check it out for yourself and see the information, see and hear the information there on the YouTube link. So, work the links. They are there for your appreciation and for your learning and for your hearing. Okay, now also let me announce at this time what will be the focus of study on next week's broadcast. Next week, I will speak on the covenant between the Lord, all caps, the papacy, and the Gentiles. I will speak on that issue next Sunday. Okay, so join Lawmaster, join me, join God next Sunday at 10 o'clock on this Lawmaster's Law of God broadcast, and hear the information on the covenant between the Lord, all caps, the papacy, and the Gentiles. I think that will be very interesting. Okay? Now, we will look at some things here that are also a part of the glorious preponderant law of God. So let's begin. Exodus 18:20. Exodus 18:20. I'm turning to these scriptures, 18:20. We see these words. First of all, let's stop at Exodus 18:19. Hearken now to my voice. Hearken now. That's commandment to the Gentiles, to the Pope. Hearken now to my voice. That's the commandment. Now, the statement in verse 20, and thou shalt teach them ordinances and laws, and shall show them the way wherein they must walk, and the work that they must do. That is what I'm doing. I am showing, teaching ordinances and laws, and showing the Gentiles the way wherein they must walk and the work that they must do. Of course, in all of this is a progressive thing. I'm not showing everything at one time. And as I said, this information is not secret. There are those among the Gentiles who know. Okay? And I am, for the most part, I have given reasons on a previous broadcast, the reasons for this program. Okay? But that's a good scripture there. All the scriptures are good because we learn from them. And in Exodus 18, verse 26, at the end of that verse, it is written, they judged themselves. They judged themselves. Who is the they? And what is the judgment? The they is a reference to the Gentiles. In the AZB, the papacy has judged itself and its people. One of the confessions, and you can check out the episode that has the word confessions in it, in its title. One of the papal confessions to God says, I and my people are wicked. This is a papal statement. It is a papal confession. I and my people are wicked. That's a judgment. Okay? They judged themselves. That statement, they judged themselves. Exodus 18:26. Okay? But the focus here is on teaching, showing the laws and ordinances, and showing the way wherein they, the Gentiles, must walk, and the work they must do. All right? Acts verse 10. Okay. Acts 10 verse 6. The last statement in verse 6. Acts 10, 6. The last statement says, he shall tell thee what thou oughtst to do. Okay. Show them laws and ordinances. Show them the way wherein they must walk and the work they must do. And here, Acts 10:6, he shall tell thee what thou oughtest to do. All right. So that takes me back to the summons. That has gone out to the Pope. One thing he must do, one of the first things he must do, is come and appear before God. And he is to bring certain others that I named at the beginning of this program with him when he comes. Okay? Now the law is clear. Show them the work that they must do. And I have brought forth this scripture earlier on other broadcasts. The scriptures must be fulfilled. Mark 14:49, I believe. Okay. Mark 14:49 says the very last statement in the verse, the scriptures must be fulfilled. And I am in these episodes pointing out scriptures that must be fulfilled. let me make this clear. The statements on the papacy's, the Vatican's assassination scheme, those statements are not to be fulfilled. Okay? All right? They are not a part of the glorious preponderant law of God. The scriptures on the statements on the Vatican's assassination scheme those statements constitute an evil. The Bible says there is an evil among all things. Okay? That evil that is among all things is the Vatican's planned assassination scheme. Okay? That's the evil existing among all things. That scheme, that assassination scheme, is in my document. That assassination scheme is not a part of the glorious preponderant law of God. Okay? All right. Therefore, it is not to be fulfilled. That's an evil. The Gentiles are commanded to awake to righteousness. I brought that scripture some broadcasts ago, some episodes ago. Awake to righteousness, and that is in 1 Corinthians 15. 1 Corinthians 15, 34 says, awake to righteousness and sin not. That statement is a part of the glorious preponderant law of God. Awake to righteousness. Gentiles, awake to righteousness and sin not. The Pope, awake to righteousness and sin not. Gentile rulers, all of them, awake to righteousness and sin not. Okay? Nehemiah 10:29. Okay. I'll read the statement till I get to the part that I want. They clave to their brethren, their nobles, and entered into a curse and into an oath to walk in God's law. The question is asked, what shall we do? I know I will bring forth that question next week when I speak on the covenant existing between the papacy and the Gentiles. They are to all walk in God's law. Walk in God's law. Awake to righteousness and sin not. Walk in God's law. Okay? And Isaiah 2, verse 3. Probably the last passage for today. Isaiah 2, verse 3. Okay, here we go. Okay, I'll just read the statement. That may be an incorrect reference. Okay, we will walk in his paths. That's a statement which speaks for all Gentiles. We will walk in his paths. Okay? Whose paths? The paths of the Lord, all caps. Okay? We will walk in his paths. And we'll find out more about that next week when I speak on the covenant existing between the papacy and the Gentiles. Join me again next week for another episode of Lawmasters, Law of God broadcast. The call-in number is Let's see here if I can get it in here. 718-664-6262. 718-664-6262. I will now check to see if there are any callers. Let's see what we have here. Okay. All right. Getting the switchboard up here. Okay. Waiting on the switchboard to come up. All right. And it should be coming. Here we go. We don't have any callers. So with that being the case, I want Terry. I'll just sign up, sign out, sign off. But as I said, if you can still hear my voice, well, if I'm still on the air, on the line here, tune in next week for another broadcast of Lawmasters Law of God program, when I will speak on the covenant existing between the papacy and the Gentiles. Join me again next week. Thank you.